We're gonna find.
Well, we'll just have to find him someone you will never find.
I bet none of you can even find.
It's always hard to find.
Scotty on US 99.
It's called Scotty You'll Never Find. You guys text in 44995. A bunch of people you didn't think I could get to call into the show. We landed on Scotty You'll Never Find. Somebody that's been fired by their parents. 312-946-4995. Let's jump right in. Let's go to Addison. Joelle, you've been fired by your parents?
My dad fired me. He did.
I love it. All right. What was the job that you got fired from?
So he owned a barbershop, and I was one of his barbers, and he wanted us to give the men massages after their haircuts. I was like 25 years old.
And that got weird real quick.
Real weird. And I said, no, Dad, I'm not massaging these older men, you know, after their haircut. So he said, pack up your and get out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, this got serious. Way more serious than I thought it was going to go.
Yeah.
Well, good for you for saying no.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He should have been proud of me, right?
It's a kind of a weird thing to ask your daughter to do, too, right?
I thought so.
Okay, we're on the same page here. Yeah. I'm not trying to pry into your, like, but we're on the same page with this, right? Yeah?
Absolutely.
A lot of weird feelings? Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for calling. Jessica from Woodstock, have you been fired by a parent?
Yes, I was fired by my father for about 3 months straight, but I just kept showing up.
You can't fire me. Okay.
Exactly.
What? You just kept showing up. What job? What did you get fired from? What job was it?
So I actually still work for the company.
Still showing up to this day.
Yes. It's our family owned and operated company. Third generation.
Okay.
And in the process of taking it over now. But yeah, he fired me for months on end and I kept showing up until one day I just went in and I'm like, okay, I'm going to seek other employment. And he's like, finally.
Y'all have a really confusing relationship.
Very complex. I took about a year and a half off and yeah, came back. New person. And yeah, 18 years later.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, so he wanted you out of there. And then you like went and did some soul searching or a walk in a forest with mushrooms or something like that, right? Found yourself. And then.
Not quite, but yeah.
Yeah, something like that. And then you came back and he's like, okay, you can come back and work here. And now you're going to run the place?
Yeah.
I should have done that in my last job. Like when they fired me, I should have just been like, no, I'm going to just keep coming in and trying to do radio shows.
Exactly. They have to pay you if you're there.
I don't know if that would hold up in court, but thank you so much for calling.
Of course. Have a great one.
Emily in Elmhurst. Are you calling because, Emily, you've been fired by a parent?
My dad.
Yeah.
My
dad. What was the job?
I was working the front desk for like a law firm.
So what did you do to get fired?
Well, I went off to school and I came back and he replaced me.
Oh, got you. He got a better daughter. Receptionist. Sorry. I'm just kidding.
Okay, that was harsh.
I'm just kidding.